You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 486. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Have you ever been told your blood tests are normal, but deep down, you know, something is exceptionally off and just isn't right? Not to mention, you add that all levels of exhaustion, your hormones feel all over the place. One minute you're crying, one minute you're happy, one minute you're snapping. You get the picture. Sprinkle a little bit of anxiety through the roof, and let's just say it's a bit of a hot mess. But also, in addition to all of that, maybe you're struggling with fertility or painful periods, or simply don't feel like yourself anymore. Yet you are told everything looks fine. Your blood is fine. Your hormones are fine. Everything is fine. But again, deep down, you know, it isn't. Today's episode is a little special because I'm handing the mic over to someone who is incredibly passionate about helping women understand what their bodies are really trying to tell them. This episode, it's part of my Take Over the Mic series, where brilliant business owners and thought leaders share their expertise through a sponsored feature. Today's guest is the amazing Angela Marshall. Great name, by the way, Angela, founder of Womb to World, a holistic women's health clinic here in my hometown of Brisbane, Australia. She is a qualified acupuncturist specializing in fertility, reproductive health, pregnancy, and my favorite at the moment, perimenopause. She shares why your body isn't broken, what so many women are never told about their hormones, fertility, and nervous system, and why addressing the root cause, not just the symptoms, can change the way you experience your health journey and make it so much more joyous. So if you've ever felt dismissed, confused, or wondered why you still don't feel well, despite being told over and over and over again that everything is normal, this conversation is one you won't want to miss. Let's dive in. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Why your body isn't broken. What women are never told about their hormones, fertility, and the nervous system. I'm Angela Marshall, a women's health acupuncturist, founder of Womb to World, and someone who has sat across from women in clinic who have said the same version of the same thing. I just don't feel like myself anymore. Some of those women are in their early 30s, quietly wondering why getting pregnant is taking longer than expected. Some are in their 40s, done having children or never wanting them, and still feeling like their hormones are running the show in ways that nobody ever warned them about. And many, many of them have been to the doctor, had their bloods done, been told everything looks normal, and yet, exhausted, anxious, irregular cycles, struggling to sleep, mood that shifts like the weather, bodies that somehow feel unfamiliar. Today's episode is for both of those women. It's for the woman who is actively trying to conceive and feels like her body is failing her. And it's also for the woman who has already done that, grew and birthed and fed children, and is now standing in a different season of life asking, why do I still feel this way? This is not a medical consultation. I'm an APRA-registered acupuncturist, not a medical doctor, and everything I share today is for educational and informational purposes, but it is a conversation I believe every woman deserves to have. So let's begin. Part one, the story you were never told. I want to start somewhere that might surprise you. I want to start with the story most women were given about their bodies and why that story is incomplete. From the time we were teenagers, many of us were taught that our hormones were something to manage, to suppress, to work around. Period pain? Here's the pill. Heavy cycle? Here's the pill. Mood swings? That's just hormones. It's normal. And for a lot of women, that became the lens. Hormones as problems, the female body as something inherently dramatic and difficult. But here's what I see in clinic over and over again. The body is not being dramatic. The body is communicating. Every symptom, the fatigue, the irregular cycle, the mood that crashes in the week before your period, the anxiety that seems to live under the surface. These are not random. They are signals. They are the body's way of saying something here needs attention. In Chinese medicine, we have a concept that the menstrual cycle is like a monthly report card. Every month, your body is telling you something about what's happening beneath the surface with your energy, your stress levels, your nutrition, your emotional life, your sleep. And we learn to listen to that report card rather than silence it. That is when things begin to shift. Part two, two women, one body. I want to speak to two women today, and I want to do it together because the truth is their stories are more connected than they might realize. The first woman is someone trying to conceive. Maybe she's been trying for a few months, maybe longer. Maybe she's navigating fertility treatment or considering it. She's probably already changed her diet, downloaded the apps, started tracking her cycle. She is doing everything right, and still, it's not happening. Somewhere in the back of her mind, a quiet, cruel voice has started whispering, "Maybe there's something wrong with me." The second woman has already had her children. She did the pregnancy, the birth, the newborn haze, the toddler years, and now she's in a new phase, maybe in her 40s, maybe perimenopausal, and she's noticing things. Her sleep isn't the same, her energy is different, her mood fluctuates in ways she doesn't always understand. She doesn't feel unwell exactly, but she doesn't feel like herself either. To both of these women, I want to say the same thing. Your body is not broken and you are not imagining it. What is happening in both cases is that your body is asking for something different. And the question is whether we can get quiet enough and curious enough to find out what that is. Part three, what conventional medicine often misses.
Quick pause from today's episode. If you are serious about scaling your business, increasing your impact, and surrounding yourself with the right people, then I'd love to personally invite you to my annual 3-day Women in Business Conference at the Gold Coast. For 3 powerful days, you will learn from incredible speakers, connect with ambitious women from around Australia, and walk away with practical strategies, meaningful relationships, and opportunities that could change the trajectory of your business. Because sometimes your next breakthrough isn't another podcast episode or online course, but it's about getting yourself into the right room. And if you've been thinking about joining us, now is the time. Why? Because we only have 50 tickets remaining for this 3-day annual Women in Business Conference. And once they're gone, they're gone. To grab one of these last remaining 50 tickets, head to angelahenderson.com.au and grab yours today. Now, let's get back to the episode.
I want to be very clear here. I have an enormous amount of respect for conventional medicine. It saves lives. It's essential. And it is not the whole picture. When a woman comes to me having been told her bloods are normal, her FSH, her AMH, her thyroid panel, and she's still not falling pregnant and still feeling exhausted and hormonally chaotic, what I often find is that we are asking all the wrong questions. Conventional blood tests measure a snapshot. They measure levels of hormones at the particular point in time. What they don't measure is the pattern, the rhythm, the relationship between hormones across an entire cycle, They don't measure how your nervous system is affecting your hormonal output. They don't measure the quality of your sleep, the impact of chronic low-grade stress, the way your body might be in a state of subtle, ongoing survival mode. And this is where I think the gap lives. For a woman trying to conceive, fertility is not just about eggs and sperm. It's about the whole environment. Research suggests that the nervous system plays a significant role in reproductive function. That chronic stress may affect the signaling between the brain, the hormones, and the ovaries. This is not just about telling you to relax. This is about understanding that conception is an act of profound psychological safety. The body conceives most readily when it feels safe. For the woman who has already had children, the postpartum years are one of the most under-acknowledged hormonal events of a woman's life. Growing a baby, birthing a baby, and feeding a baby draws an enormous amount on the body's reserves. And many women never truly replenish those reserves. From postpartum exhaustion into demands of motherhood, and they keep giving to children, to partners, to work, to everyone, without fully coming back to themselves. By the time perimenopause arrives, the tank is already running low. Both women are dealing with a downstream effect of a nervous system that has never been off high alert for a very long time. Part 4, the nervous system and the hormonal connection. I want to spend a little time here because I think it's one of the most important and under-discussed pieces of a puzzle. Your nervous system and your hormonal system are in constant conversation. They are not separate. The brain region that governs stress response, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, is the same system that governs reproductive hormonal signaling. What that means in practical terms is this. When your body perceives stress and it doesn't distinguish between a work deadline or a genuine threat, it prioritizes survival hormones, cortisol, adrenaline, and it may down-regulate the hormones considered non-essential to immediate survival, estrogen, progesterone, the hormones that support your cycle, your fertility, your mood, your sleep. This is not a flaw. This is a brilliant ancient biology, but it was designed for short bursts of acute stress, not for sustained, relentless, low-grade pressure that many modern women live day to day. For the woman trying to conceive, this may show up as cycles that are no longer working like they used to. They're irregular. They're an arbitrary. They may show up as a luteal phase that is too short, or progesterone that doesn't rise as it should. It may show up as a body that is technically capable of conception, but not quite resting in the conditions most supportive of it. For the woman in her 40s navigating perimenopause, this nervous system dysregulation may intensify with what is already a significant hormonal transition. The hot flushes may be more frequent. The anxiety may be harder to manage. The sleep may be more disrupted because the body is dealing with two things at once: the natural hormonal shift of this stage of life and the nervous system that has never quite been given permission to rest. Acupuncture and Chinese medicine offer one pathway to the nervous system regulation. Research suggests that acupuncture may influence the autonomic nervous system, supporting the body's capacity to move from sympathetic activation, which is flight and fright state, into the parasympathetic rest. This is not a cure. It's a conversation with the body, an invitation to safety. Part 5, what I see in clinic. I want to share with you in a general way the kinds of patterns I see most often because I think naming them matters. I see women who've been told their fertility results are fine, who are ovulating, who are doing everything right, and who are also sleeping poorly, running on caffeine, carrying significant anxiety, and whose cycles, when we look at them carefully, they tell more nuanced story. When we work together to support this nervous system, regulate the cycle, and nourish what Chinese medicine calls the jing, the deep foundational energy, things begin to shift. Not always quickly, not always dramatically, but a shift. I see women in their mid to late 40s who come to me exhausted and a little lost. They've done the incredible work of raising children. They've kept families together, held careers, been present for everyone. And now they're in a season that asks something new of them to turn some of the attention inward. When we work together with acupuncture, with lifestyle advice, with a simple but radical act of taking their symptoms seriously, many of them describe feeling for the first time in years more like themselves. These are not miracle stories. They are stories of bodies that were listened to. Part 6, what you can begin with. I want to offer you something practical to take away from today's conversation. Not a protocol, not a prescription, but some gentle starting points. Things that you can begin exploring regardless of where you are in your journey. Number 1, start tracking your cycle, even if you've already had children. Your cycle is information. Even if you're not trying to conceive, understanding the rhythms of your cycle, the length, the flow, the symptoms at different phases can give you enormous insight into what your body may need. I like apps like Fertility Friend, or even just a simple journal or diary can help you begin to notice patterns. Number 2, consider your nervous system as a part of your health picture. Not as an afterthought, as a central feature. How is your sleep? How is your capacity to rest without guilt? Where does your body hold tension? These questions matter for your hormonal health. They are not separate. Number 3, seek practitioners who are willing to look at the whole picture. You deserve a healthcare team, whether that is your GP, a specialist, an acupuncturist, a naturopath, a massage therapist, who takes your symptoms seriously, who doesn't default to everything looks normal when you know something is off. You know your body, advocate for yourself. Number 4, nourish yourself like someone who matters. I say this gently because I know how easy it is for women, especially mothers, to be the last on their own list. But the quality of your nutrition, your rest, your movement, your joy, these are not luxuries. They are the substrate from which your hormone health is built. Number 5, give yourself permission not to be fine. This one might be the most important. Struggling is not just a part of being a woman. Exhaustion is not a badge of honor. If you have been quietly carrying symptoms that are affecting your quality of life, you are allowed to take them seriously. You're allowed to seek support. So we're coming to the end of today's episode, and I want to come back to where we started. Your body is not broken, not the woman who is trying to conceive and hasn't yet, not the woman who has already done the extraordinary thing and is now navigating this new, unfamiliar terrain. What I believe and what I have seen again and again in over a decade of clinical practice is that the female body is extraordinarily intelligent. Hey, we can grow children. We can keep them alive. It is always trying to find balance. Always trying to communicate. And when we approach it with curiosity rather than frustration, with nourishment rather than force, and listening rather than silencing, remarkable things can happen. You don't have to figure this one out alone. If you'd like to just explore working together, you can find me at Womb to World. All the details are in the show notes, and if today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with the woman in your life who may need to hear it. Thank you for being here. Take care of yourselves, deeply, tenderly, without apology. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.